855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-453. Tonight in the studio, it's Julia.
And Puke.
That's right. Puke in the gang, basically.
Two-thirds.
A little more serious, though.
Or possibly half.
Yeah, we'll have to tone it down today.
I will do my best to not curse.
Yes.
Not say any of the seven naughty words. The FCC.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, you can hear more of Puke and myself at pukeinthegang.com.
Absolutely. That's our silly podcast.
Yes, lots of fun.
And if you like intelligent things or serious topics, that's not the podcast for you.
Right. I'd have to say I concur.
We're full of silly, offensive, nonsensical things.
Yes, exactly. So we've got lots of stuff to talk about tonight, including a bunch of TSA mishaps. But first, I wanted to make a pleasant announcement.
Oh,
and
everybody loves pleasant announcements.
Yes, I'm sure most of you know. If you're on Facebook, you certainly know. But Ademo was let out of jail today. I'm sure he'll be on the show sometime soon. I actually didn't know he was getting out until after I had already arranged for the host, so that's why he's not here tonight. But congratulations to Ademo.
Yeah, that's probably
good. Feels good.
Not being in jail, good thing.
Always a good thing.
Although being in jail sucked, I'm sure, so that's a tragedy. But it's good that he was let out early, correct?
I don't know. I'm a terrible friend, apparently.
Yes. Or we're just not in the loop so much.
Yeah, I'm not in that loop, unfortunately.
Not really in the loop.
I've spent one day in jail, and it was actually more like, I think it was 18 hours. It was in a holding cell, and it was awful.
Yeah, it's not good. I spent a few days as a teenager in juvenile hall. Not fun. It was a lot of stressful times and crying and boredom.
Crying. Yeah, I was crying, too. The cops were very mean to me about that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really have a bad experience with the cops, per se, other than the fact that it's just I was in jail. And, you know, it's like you're a teenager and you're like, oh, what happened? And I didn't actually do anything to harm anybody or anything. I made some stupid comments. And, you know, I'm a teenager. I have a very sarcastic and, you know, irreverent sense of humor, and I said stuff, and, you know, they took it seriously, so, the world ended, and it was recently after 9/11.
Oh,
I'm sorry, not 9/11, Columbine, so it was in 99? Yeah, it was right after that time, 98, 99, somewhere around there, so.
Yeah, they don't take too kindly to that.
No. Hey, Michelle joined us.
Hi.
Hi. What?
Is my microphone on?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I left it on for you.
I walked in and you were mentioning teenagers, and I'm like, oh, God, please, let's not talk about teenagers. I hate teenagers. So
Me too.
I don't know what you were saying, but right now
we were actually welcoming Ademo out of jail.
Yay! I sent him a text message. I don't know if he has the same phone number, but yeah, it's really great news.
Yeah, we just wanted to talk about how nice that is.
That he's out of jail?
Yeah.
Yes.
I wanted to announce it. It's a good, positive thing, right? It always feels good to get out of jail, and some of the listeners might not know yet, so yay, Ademo.
Yes, now they know. So look forward, I'm sure, to in the future. He'll probably be in here to tell his tale.
Yes, I'm sure that's true.
I'm really interested because he's the only person that I know, I think, that's been at the Manchester jail.
I've heard that the Manchester jail is significantly worse than the King jail.
Yeah. It is much larger. It's like the large city jail, so I'm sure there's a lot of
Although it looks like they're expanding the jail up at Cheshire House of Corrections.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really? The one that they just built?
Yes.
The new bigger one that they just built, like, what, 2 years ago, and now they have to add more?
Right. Well, I can't really tell. I'm going to go up and do a little investigative, you know.
Snoop around a bit.
Yeah, but, you know, the Cheshire County House of Corrections is the jail we oftentimes refer to. And, you know, that's the jail we talk about on Free Talk Live. And I drive by it on my way into town, and it's a huge property.
Yes.
I mean, it's a beautiful hillside, which would otherwise be a really nice space for
Before it was there, it was just nice trees.
Nice ski hill if you wanted to, you know, do a little hiking.
Right.
But, yeah, so it looks like they're expanding. They've got all kinds of stuff going on up there, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about Ademo?
I am looking forward to playing some cards and having him beat me. He can win some money.
Oh, yes, the poker.
Yeah.
He's a Texas Hold'em guy.
Is it Texas Hold'em?
I don't know anything much about poker. I know Texas Hold'em.
There's a river.
Yes, there we go. And kings and queens are involved somehow, and aces high. I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. So I promised this story about TSA mishaps. This is from SeattlePie.com. Dying woman gets security.
Pie.
Yeah, I said pie like 3.14.
Oh, 3.14159670.
Yeah, I think so.
That's sexy.
Dying woman gets security pat down at SeaTac, which I guess must be an airport.
Yes.
A dying woman says a security pat down at SeaTac Airport left her embarrassed in front of crowds of people. Michelle Dunage says screeners checked her under her bandages from recent surgeries and refused to give her a private search when she requested one.
Oh, God.
Dunage, who was dying of leukemia, carried a large amount of prescription drugs through SeaTac to head to Hawaii for what would be one of the last trips of her life. She called Alaska Airlines ahead of time to request a wheelchair and ask how her medicine should be separated for the security line. I did everything they asked me to do, so I didn't think it would be an issue, she said.
Wrong.
But Dunage says nothing went right at the security checkpoint. A machine couldn't get a reading on her saline bag, so a TSA agent forced one open, contaminating the fluid that she needs to survive.
Sweet.
I can't imagine that stuff is cheap.
Well, if it's just saline solution, it's not.
Yeah,
I doubt it's that expensive compared to
medication.
But medical supplies are just always really overpriced.
Right, it's sterile, and you have to get it from a specific supplier. And, you know, I doubt she had a backpack full of it just in case some minimum wage goofball at the TSA with his little badge.
You wouldn't allow someone, I would hope, to stick their finger, open up your you know, baby's formula if you're feeding them from a bottle, or you wouldn't let them, like, stick their finger in your food and then eat it.
Yeah.
You know, so the idea...
Yeah, just imagine, like, if you had a cup of coffee and some stranger was like, hey, what's in there? Let me poke my finger in there and flick a booger in or something. But this is sterile.
She's getting it intravenously, so it has to be completely sterile.
Yeah.
And... So it's ruined.
Yeah, this is sick. What do you think about this? Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. What do you think, puke?
I think God bless America.
Yes,
God bless America.
It's really blue, but I like that. It
People
fades
should tune
to purple.
Into the cam and check that out. It matches your sweatshirt.
Thank you.
You should like probably it. Say the phone number again. I forget that.
855-450-FREE. Puke's really excited for you to call.
Yeah, because otherwise we're going to run out of stuff to talk about real quick.
Right. No, I've got lots.
No, and I never get excited.
So more here.
But
she
took
says,
speed before the show. So.
Oh, no. She says that they made her lift up her shirt and pull back her bandages holding feeding tubes in place. She said she needs those tubes because of organ failure. With other passengers staring, Dunage said she asked for privacy and was turned down. They just said that it was fine. The location we were at was fine. You know what really stinks about this?
Disgusting.
Is when you're in a TSA checkpoint, like, she doesn't have the option to leave. You can't leave or they will arrest you.
Right.
So
yeah.
She couldn't say, okay, never mind. I don't want this to happen, so I don't want to go through with this. She has no choice but to stand there and be humiliated.
Yes.
No, was she standing or sitting in a wheelchair?
Oh, yes, she's in a wheelchair.
there you go.
Or a gurney or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched a man at Logan Airport in Boston a couple flights ago who must have been near 100 years old. I mean, he was very, very old, and he needed assistance up out of his wheelchair. And the TSA, it took about 20 minutes for the TSA agents to unhook a bag of some sort. I don't know what kind of bag that is, but whatever kind of bag you have underneath your clothes is a bag that should be opened.
Possibly a colostomy bag.
Exactly.
Full of feces or something, maybe.
But they were yelling at him to get up out of the wheelchair, and he couldn't without assistance. And two of them were standing over him. And I turned back and looked at all the people in line, because that was horrifying. But it doesn't surprise me, because it doesn't surprise me what people who are in power do anymore. It doesn't surprise me. What surprised me were all the people behind me who said and did nothing.
Well, what are you going to say?
Yeah, what are you going to say other than, you know,
I opened up my big fat mouth the whole time. What are you doing to that man? You can't, you know, and I wonder if anyone said anything about this woman.
The scary thing is you risk being the center of attention next for this.
But if we're all saying no.
855-450-FREE. Call us in. Tell us what you think.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-943-5258. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-943-5258. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-943-5258.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the show where you can call about anything. Give us a call at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight in the studio, it's Julia, Michelle,
and you.
We've got lots of stuff to talk about, talking about the TSA right now and inappropriately screening a dying woman. But first, got to tell you about Bitcoin, a new Bitcoin site called Blockchain. Is that music going on?
Yeah, rock and roll.
Okay. How do we? I don't know how to.
Oh, hey there. that's right now. Sweet.
Sorry about that. I don't know. I was getting
into it there for a minute.
Is it drum solo?
I don't know. There are new music beds, so maybe it has something to do with that, but I thought that was unusually long.
Well, it
long.
Needs to have a twin size rather than a queen or king. Yes. That's just...
There's too much bed.
That's yes. The wrong size bed.
So, anyway, I was in the middle of telling you about blockchain.info.
Tell
it's
us all about
it. It's an online
it.
Bitcoin wallet. They also have apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones. Thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain never has access to your money. In fact, they can't even know how much money you are sending or receiving. With the blockchain wallet, you can even send bitcoins via email to your Facebook friends or to anyone with a cell phone number in just about every country in the world. And this is all for free. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
You okay. say that so much better than Mark, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's quite a compliment.
Yes, you're like really...
Mark's going to hunt you down now.
Yeah, I know. But you're really peppy and enthusiastic.
Great. Happy to hear it.
Take that, Mark.
Yes, exactly. Ian and Mark. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention. Ian and Mark are not here tonight.
What, they're not?
Yeah. I
thought they just said the hell they were not doing
the show tonight. I usually throw in something about them being away on their romantic vacation.
Oh, yes.
But I forgot.
Aruba is here, was it not?
They're in LA, right?
Yes, they're in LA for a radio conference. They'll be back tomorrow. So you only get one more day of... Non-Ian and Mark Free Talk Live.
Only one more day of reprieve.
Yes. So we've been talking about the TSA and specifically this dying woman who she has, I believe it was leukemia.
Yes.
She is
yes. leukemia.
On her deathbed. She is traveling to Hawaii. It doesn't say why. Perhaps she wants to die somewhere nice.
Yeah. And it's hard to fit a deathbed on an airplane. So yeah. You have enough trouble. It does not fit in the overhead bin.
Yeah. So she requests a private search because they start lifting up her bandages and opening up her saline solution that keeps her alive. When she asked for the privacy, she was turned down. They said that the location was just fine. TSA spokesperson Ann Davis said officers are trained to perform pat-downs in a dignified manner. And at any point, passengers...
Trained by whom? What?
Yeah. How do you get trained for a pat-down?
In a dignified manner.
Yeah, is there anything dignified about being groped?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you... Like, what is a dignified manner when they're, you know, like lifting up medical bandages and opening your medical bits and stuff in your wheelchair? And, like, how is that at all dignified?
The TSA agent that patted me down one time when I went, oh, my God. Yes. 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 Yes.
Male or right female there. Agent?
Oh, it was a woman.
Okay.
And she's like... That is so inappropriate. I'm like, you're touching me there.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you think I'm supposed to feel? That's like...
Said the woman with her fingers in the nutty bits. Right.
She, her like... middle knuckle, actually, this was after her middle knuckle penetrated the inside because she
That's
was...
That's foul.
Yeah, totally. And so it was the back of her hand. And so please tell me how that outside of the confines of a consensual sexual relationship... That can in any way be dignified.
Yeah, I mean...
People feeling you up and looking in your private parts and pulling up your clothes in front of people, that's like voyeurism and porn and all kinds of undignified stuff, according to the...
Is there anybody out there who thinks that this is okay? Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. I'd love to hear from you. I mean, I don't really have anything
else
to...
For our safety.
Yeah.
It is supposedly for our safety. They've done their own studies that have shown that they miss bombs on a regular basis.
Yes, they do.
So it's really just security theater.
Stuff. And then the other half of the stuff they just steal, like your iPads.
Yes.
Did you guys ever see that? It was all over the internet recently. There was some like sting that one of the CNN or Fox News or somebody did with iPads. And then they finally, I guess one of them got stolen out of like 10. And they tracked it down to the TSA guy's house. And he's like, no, what? iPad? I don't know what the... And they set off this alarm thing, because you can track
sure.
the iPads. You have software and stuff, and then you can hit the alarm, and it starts making noise. And there on tape inside the guy's house is an iPad making a bunch of noise. And they're like, what is that? And he's like, I don't know what that is. My wife. Maybe she was, you know, I think my wife...
Blame
you know,
on Eve.
And it's just like, you know, these people have no shame, and they're, you know, they're not exactly...
What the top
you know, they're not
of
Catholic
the
missionaries.
Nor are they the creme de la creme of the, you know, employee potential workforce.
They're not
right
monks.
Now?
They're like the guy that couldn't get a decent job, but he was a high school bully, or he was picked on, and now it's his turn to be the bully. And he, you know, it's just like, you know, these people that have their little tin badges, and they take the little tiny bit of
power they have,
and they love that stuff.
Well, even if you don't go into it liking power, how could that not get to your head? I mean,
They've done studies on that, too, like the Stanford experiment, you know, with the guards versus the inmates that were, you know, selected just randomly or whatever. And it has nothing to do with even your personality or anything. It's just it's the environment that
it
creates that atmosphere.
It's funny that you brought that up, Puke, because I actually have another article here about the TSA, about them stealing all the time. This is from an ex-TSA agent. She says, "We steal from travelers all the time. A TSA agent convicted of stealing more than $800,000 worth of goods. That is a pretty penny."
Yeah, that's plenty to pad your minimum wage paycheck.
Yes, it is. "Worth of goods from travelers said this type of theft is commonplace among airport security. Almost 400 TSA agents have been fired for stealing from passengers since 2003. I wonder how many have actually stolen versus how many have been fired for it.
Or have been caught. Yeah. You know, this is funny, too. When you think about it, these are the people that are hired to protect you and thus ensure your safety, yet they are the ones that are, like, stealing your stuff, you know, that's sort of violating your safety, your security in your private, you know, possessions.
Yeah. Her name is very hard to pronounce.
Very ironic.
P-Y-T-H-I-A-S. Do you know how you'd pronounce that?
Wait, say it one more time.
Pythias.
Sure.
Pythias Brown. I apologize if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly.
Just call her government a-hole number one.
Yes. A former Transportation Security Administration officer at Newark Liberty International Airport spent 4 years stealing everything he could from luggage to luggage and security checkpoints, including clothing, laptops, cameras, Nintendo Wii's, video games, and cash.
He's entitled to those things.
Yes.
That's his bonus for the year.
Speaking publicly for the first time after being released from 3 years in prison. Now, that does surprise me, because that's one difference between, say, a police officer versus this particular government agent, that he actually was held accountable for his actions. He actually went to prison for 3 years for this. I mean, normally you don't really see that with cops. They just get suspended with pay, and we brush it under the rug.
Yeah, the mall cops at the airport don't quite get away with it, with the rest of them, I guess.
So more about the TSA coming up. What do you think about all this? Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
"My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything."
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment? Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Back to Free Talk Live. This is a show where you can call about anything, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-453. Tonight in the studio, it is Julia.
Michelle.
Puke.
And we've got something to say about SACL CAI. I said that wrong yesterday every time. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections?
Yes.
SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customer and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. And the gentleman that owns SACL has been a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live, and he is a very nice gentleman.
And he organized Porkfest.
Yes, he is a fabulous.
He's the bomb.
Last year, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He is. So we have been talking about the TSA, and specifically how much they steal. We had just started talking about this man who actually went to prison for 3 years for admitting or getting caught stealing $800,000 worth of goods from travelers.
He was in for 3 years after having stolen $800,000. Now, how much reparation did he have to provide?
Oh, I'm sure none.
That's the thing about jail that is so irritating.
It's punitive. It's not. There's no remedy.
Right. I mean, it's basically revenge, right? Like, you stole from me. Ha ha. Your life is misery for 3 years. But nobody has ever really made whole. It's really just done for the state.
And not only to provide jobs for the state that you, the person who's not stealing, but rather working to...
You have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Taxation. Yeah.
It's
right.
Crazy.
It's really genius on their part.
Yes.
On the government?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah,
even if it's not, I'm not...
We're going to create problems and charge you for it, and then we're going to create solutions and charge you for that.
It's genius.
Yeah.
It's genius.
You know, I saw
a sales raise.
I saw a chart today on Vile Facebook. Michelle, you're talking about it. How much you hate Facebook during the break.
Facebook free.
But every now and then you see stuff that's neat, and somebody had a chart, and I don't know the veracity of this chart or not, but it showed like this little tiny sort of flat wavy line that said like drug addiction in the United States, and from, I don't know,
1900 or something.
It was like the
far
60s,
back.
Yeah, for the last century. And then it showed spending, and like basically in 1970 it shoots up like a rocket, and then, you know, just continues going up to the present, and yet addiction, flatline, pretty much, you know, there's little tiny bumps.
Jack
but it's
Cole,
just,
I saw Jack Cole speak at the first Liberty,
for drug addiction.
Liberty Forum, and he said the same exact thing. He said that drug addiction in 1900 was 3% of the population,
yeah.
And it's 3% of the population today.
Yeah, despite spending however many trillions of dollars on it, and, you know, the freedoms and stuff that nobody has anymore, and just constantly people being searched and arrested.
Drugs and guns have become the United States economy, government economy. I mean, think about how much money now the Marines are, the war on drugs. The Marines now are down fighting the Zetas, you know, and possibly engaging them at the behest of
the what
president.
Now?
The Zetas,
I don't know
one of the, I'm sorry, it's one of two, the two major factions of warring drug family cartels down in Guatemala.
Oh, okay.
And so the president had said about a month ago that he wanted to decriminalize drugs in the U.S. I was like, I don't think so. So he settled with, okay, we'll legalize them and allow you to send troops down. I believe it was 200 or 400 Marines. I'm not sure which one, but one of the two Marines were sent down, and they can provoke, but they can't engage. Whatever that's supposed
to
mean.
Yeah, what is that?
And why, you know, right. So how many of, so now the U.S. is fighting. What interest does the United States have in doing that, unless there's a vested interest in protecting the drug trade itself?
Yeah, the continuization of the illegal drug trade, essentially.
Well, they have a reason for it to continue.
Right, it makes lots of money.
Lots of money. And
that's what it is. They create
control.
The problem, and then they charge you for it, and then they create the solution, and they charge you for it.
I mean, they have no interest in letting go of that power.
No.
Ever.
Well, that's like I saw this disgusting article in the USA Today months ago that said that, you know, ending the wars is going to hurt the economy, to paraphrase this article. And it's like, right. So that's, you know, continuing the industrial military complex is more important than ending a war in which people are dying and the economy is ultimately going to crash because of this, you know, you're just throwing money into a fire, essentially, and it doesn't produce anything. And it's just, I mean, it blew my mind. This is USA Today, and they're writing an article like this. It's like, war is great. We love war. Gotta have war. The economy's going to go down. War, 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 war.
It's amazing how people justify this in their heads.
Yeah, it makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, it's sad.
Someone just sent, thank you very much, via the
Facebook?
No, on the chat. Security, they said, tell Puke to stop referring to TSA agents as minimum wage earners. And they sent some data to back up.
You know, I was thinking that after I said it a couple times. They probably make pretty good bank, don't they?
Called you on it. Okay, so security screener PayScan, payscale.com, says hourly rate. $9.77 to $19.24.
All right, $9.77 to $19.24
with overtime. So total pay with bonuses and things like that is between $20,000 and $41,000.
I'm still gonna call him stupid. Can do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, uneducated and not very creative. But I would say that about all government employees. You can't compete in the in the marketplace.
Well, otherwise. I think you could be a very intelligent person in a government job, but a government job does not give you the incentive to go anywhere. It doesn't give you the incentive to challenge yourself or to grow. You know, these TSA agents. What's the goal here?
I believe that if you are in a government job, then you are of the persuasion that you need to be told what to do and you need to have structure provided for you.
Yeah.
I understand that, but you can make voluntary agreements outside of a government job and have that same kind of structure.
Sure. There are lots of people out there that would love to tell you what to do.
Exactly. And the idea, though, that once you accept that government job, you somehow, because you have a badge of some sort, have an authority that the rest of us don't have over us non-government workers' lives. And I think that becomes more of an incentive for people to have those jobs than the actual salary. I think that becomes something that they feed on, actually.
Yeah. So more on this story, give us a call, 855-450-FREE. Tell us what you think about TSA agents or anything else. He says, I could tell whether it was cameras or laptops or portable cameras or whatever kind of electronic was in the bag. Brown often worked alone, screening luggage behind the ticket counters. He was frequently told the overhead surveillance cameras installed to prevent theft were not working.
How convenient.
That's funny because when I was 16, I worked at a Dunkin' Donuts and we had cameras. And we always used to joke about how fake they were because you could literally pull out the wire.
Yeah.
And it was a cut wire.
So there was no
cameras anywhere. It was just to try to prevent stealing. But we always used to laugh about that because we were stupid teenagers.
And yeah.
We thought it was funny.
Just like a duck blind camera. Yeah.
It was so easy, he said. I walked right out of the checkpoint with a Nintendo Wii in my hands. Nobody said a word. With more electronics than any one individual could need, Brown began to sell the stolen items on eBay. At the time of his arrest, he was selling 80 cameras, video games, and computers online. Brown said that the theft was comparable to an addiction. It was like being on drugs, he said. I was like, what am I doing? But the next day, I would be right back at it. And, I mean, that makes sense. All that's so much money for so little effort.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
And once you get into it, he gets comfortable.
For $800,000 was 3 years in jail.
Yes.
I wonder what the punishment would be for, like, you if you stole $800,000 from a business.
Yeah, if you were like a Walmart employee and you stole $800,000 worth of electronics over a few years.
Well,
yeah.
There are a couple people that have supposedly stolen $800,000 from the U.S. government via IRS. And they're in prison for 25 years.
Yeah,
the Browns, who were formerly residents of New
Hampshire. Right, and to call that stealing is ridiculous because it's money that they earned.
Trying to keep your own money, exactly.
Right. Brown was finally caught after selling a camera he stole from the luggage of a CNN producer. When he sold the camera on eBay, he forgot to remove the News Network's logo sticker. We got more of this coming up here on the break. Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. We'll be back. Free Talk Live.
Hi, is this Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes, are you calling about the free 2-week trial?
Well, so I already got the free trial. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
With delicious right-size smoothies, you'll love losing weight. So to get you started, we're offering anyone who calls today a free 2-week trial of our powerful weight loss smoothies. You can even get free shipping. Call 1-800-398-9336. Try right-size smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-398-9336. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-398-9336. 1-800-398-9336.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the show where you can call about anything. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight in the studio, it is Julia,
Michelle,
Duke,
and we have been talking about the TSA and a couple different things. In this particular segment, we've been talking about how much they steal.
They love to steal.
And we actually,
at least the employees do,
have a caller who would like to talk about the TSA, since this is the show about your calls.
Huzzah.
Eric from Columbus, Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, I was I actually just saw a hilarious YouTube video a day or two ago about an ABC report where they purposely, well, basically set it up so they would have an iPad stolen.
ABC.
And they used the GPS application and found it at the TSA guy's house.
Puke was telling us about that on the break. That is hysterical.
Yeah. So it was ABC. They show up at the guy's house and they're like, hey, do you have our iPad? And he's like, no. And they're like, well, the GPS says it's at this location. And then they end up finding it in the house.
Yeah, it's great that people apparently don't understand how these new smartphones and iPads and stuff have GPS tracking software on them, and that you can, like, set off an alarm, an audible alarm, so that it starts beeping, and they actually did that on the show. And it's like,
yeah.
Yet the guy still, for some reason, denies it. He's like, I don't know what that is. Maybe my wife, maybe she did it or something.
Right. And they have him on video at the airport taking him.
Do you fly very often?
Sorry, what was that?
I said, do you fly very often yourself?
No, I almost never fly.
So have you had any interesting encounters with TSA? Personally?
No, because I've only flown once since the whole TSA thing. So,
So would you be willing to, like, strip or you know, opt out rather than go through the, you know, what some people call the cancer screener or the image, essentially naked image that
the body scanners, the body, I think, scanner, is what they're officially called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that's. It's I don't know how I feel about that. Probably I wouldn't do that. It's one of the reasons why I don't even bother flying at this point, because between the TSA and the airport and the airlines nickel and diming you for baggage, it's not worth it to fly anymore.
Mm-hmm. No, I wonder if part of the reason for that is that flights have gone down, because I'm like you. I will only fly if I absolutely have to. If it's a 10-hour drive, I'd rather do the drive and just be comfortable in my own car than get harassed. And
yeah,
I mean,
I drive back home to Keene a couple times a year from Columbus. I don't bother flying.
Keene, New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Oh. I was not aware that you were from Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show.
There is a Keene, Texas,
yes.
So it could have been.
I'm a native. I will be back, hopefully moving back in June.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's neat. So you can call yourself a free stater if you sign up, since you've moved away.
I know. Does it really count if I'm a native, though?
Supposedly, if you've left.
Does anyone pay attention to that number anymore?
I don't know. I haven't.
I don't even know how many people have pledged
to move. Not people that live here, but people that are looking to move here.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I'm sure it's important to somebody.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about today, Eric?
No, that was it.
All righty. Thank you so much for the call. You can give us a call, talk about the TSA or anything you like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we are talking about the TSA stealing stuff, as Eric brought up. This gentleman was in jail for stealing $800,000 of products from people, mostly electronics, and he resold them on eBay. I wonder how much money he made and if he had to, like, return that money. I mean, there'd be no way to know who he stole it from. There'd be no way.
I wonder if he declared it and paid taxes.
Well, and actually, eBay makes money off of sales.
Yes,
you know, they take
a
portion of your sales, so they made money off of this theft as well.
Wow.
Since this is the show about your calls, we have another caller on the line. It's Jericho from Jackson, Virginia. Hello, Jericho.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Great. What do you want to talk about?
Well, like I told your call screener, I know the TSA, they constantly confiscate people's knives and all kinds of odd and end things that they claim is for your safety. But, I mean, basically 9/11, that happened because of a security breach that, you know, the government didn't pay attention to. People were terrorists that they should have caught. It didn't matter if they had box cutters, bombs, or guns, or their bare hands. They were going to take those planes over. And, you know, when they confiscate all this stuff, it's just like drugs or any other scam, I guess you could call it, from the government, because it's all a scam. You know, they resell this stuff. And there's a website called governmentliquidation.com, and basically you can go to this website and buy whole complete cases, if not pallets, of all that the TSA, you know, confiscates.
And I know that the police do this with auctions,
right. And then they're taking away our knives and everything else. I mean, is this a scam just to make money, or are they protecting us? And obviously it's just a scam.
I personally don't feel too protected.
I don't either.
You know, I would at least like the option to opt out. Like, if you want to fly on the airline that has all of the security features and stuff, that's your business, and you're welcome to do that. But I would prefer to fly on the one where you don't get groped. Personally,
yeah.
That's my choice. Well,
exactly. I want to have it be specialized. Like, I want to be on the flight where it's roomy and what have you, but also where there are no people that smell.
Yeah.
Smell bad, right? And that the person who is in the emergency aisle actually can physically remove the door if necessary, and not just is, you know.
Yeah.
6'5" and wanting the extra leg room. My list of requirements for what makes for me to have safe and enjoyable traveling is a whole host of things, none of which include whether or not you have a knife or a lighter.
What about no children?
Yeah.
No children,
that would be a big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you had to add, Jericho?
Your knife in a school in a heartbeat. And back in the day, everybody carried a knife, and they didn't have all this violence problems. I mean, we have violence problems in school these days for a whole host of other reasons besides my son got suspended for 3 days. And I was told if the knife was a quarter inch longer, he could have been expelled for a whole school year. And this it was a multi-tool, like a Leatherman tool. And it was he took it there to work on his erector set.
Homeschool him.
What's that?
You can homeschool him. That's the solution.
We're thinking about it. My fiance and I are thinking about it because we live in Shenandoah County, Virginia, and right now things are just terrible here.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm in Mount Jackson, Virginia, so hopefully some of my friends are hearing me speak here. But these people will lie to you and everything to your face. It's the school system here, right up to our superintendent of schools.
I homeschooled three kids and am really happy with it, so I try to encourage other people to do the same.
Yeah, definitely. We're thinking about it for sure because government is incompetent from schools all the way up to protection. So.
Well, it was nice talking to you. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thanks for the call, Jericho. You can call and talk about the TSA or schools or whatever else you want, 855-450-FREE. But back to this article. Oh, Puke, you wanted to say something?
I actually have a comment or a thought that I just thought of there. Jericho made the remark that they sell back these items, like knives that are confiscated or stolen or whatever you want to call it. If the government was actually there to serve you, why do they not have the option that if this item that they're taking from you is not allowed on the airplane but is still legal in normal society, why can't they hold it there at the airport for you to claim when you return, if you're returning? They were actually serving you, the citizen.
That's a good point.
On March last year, Faisal at the Logan airport, he left a ring in the bin, and I just picked it up a few days ago.
Really?
Yeah, and it was in a bag and everything. I had sent them three different emails with all my information, so they would send it to me. They never did. I had to go down there. It was interesting that the TSA lost and found is inside the state trooper's office or building or whatever.
Really?
The airport, and that was weird.
Yes.
I had to give them ID, and I had to sign for it, and blah, blah, blah. But the fact is they have vaults for left articles, you know, that are not contraband, so why not the quote-unquote contraband?
Exactly. But the thing is, though, like items like a pocket knife is only contraband on the plane past the security checkpoint at the airport. It's not contraband in normal society.
That's a really great point because I went to a concert once with Ian and he had a pocket knife on his keychain and they wouldn't let him bring it in. But they just held it at the door and then at the end of the night he picked it up, no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still his property. They just didn't want it inside. So that, I mean, I never, for some reason, never thought of that.
Then there's other stuff too. You know, there's the bottles of liquid over 4 ounces or the container that would contain over 4 ounces of something but doesn't have 4 ounces.
What is up with that?
Yeah. You have a toothpaste roll that's nearly empty, but it says 4 ounces on the package still. And it's like, it's just stupid.
For your safety.
Oh, absolutely.
What do you think about all this? 855-453. Michelle is coming with a story about a woman who was shot for speaking out against the Taliban. Hour 2 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FAKE-TV.com, the burglar deterrent.